With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major fires continuing in the eastern part of the U.S.
New Jersey and New York state officials have made public criminal charges against two people separately accused of setting some of the wildfires that have hit the Northeast in recent weeks. The region is undergoing some of its driest conditions in decades. Bill Donnelly with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says people need to be careful with burning things this time of year.
Please be careful. We're getting to that time of year where folks are using wood stoves and things like that. They're typically having outside fires here in New Jersey. Outside fires have been banned. However, you start talking about people cleaning out wood stoves and things like that, discarding their ashes. Those ashes will stay warm for a few days.
That audio is courtesy of WABC. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And northwest of Los Angeles, crews there continue to make progress against a very large blaze. Also at SRNnews.com, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on where interest rates are going.
The Fed is expected to announce another quarter point rate cut next month after a cut last week and in September. Speaking in Dallas, Powell said inflation is going in the right direction.
With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bumpy path.
Powell was asked about President-elect Trump's plan to impose sweeping tariffs.
The answer isn't obvious until we see the actual policies.
Powell also talked about the independence of the Fed. Donald Trump has asserted that as president, he should have a say on rate policies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He has also announced he has chosen Doug Collins, a former congressman from Georgia, to head up the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is SRN News. Women apparently aren't the only people using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden some 4 years ago. One notable difference, he did better this time among Catholic voters. In 2020, the Catholic electorate was one of the biggest religious blocks in the nation, was almost evenly split. This year, 54% supported Trump. This is SRN News. Contract agreements announced this fall, offering evidence that major railroads and their unions are working to avoid standoffs. More from correspondent John Scott.
Standoffs led them to a brink of a national strike 2 years ago. Both sides are also now keenly aware that President-elect Donald Trump, who has a track record of supporting big businesses, would be the one ultimately appointing the people who would help resolve the contract dispute this time if they can't work something out themselves. The industry has made strides by offering most workers paid sick time and better schedules, but some workers remain concerned about widespread job cuts. John Scott reporting.
A computer expert who stole Bitcoin worth billions of dollars at current prices, then spent years laundering some of the hacked cryptocurrency with the help of his wife, has now been sentenced to 5 years in prison. More details at SRNnews.com.